This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stasio. Scientists are predicting up to 16 named storms this year. As many as 9 of those could become hurricanes. And Gary Lachman is ready for them. He's a professor in the Department of Marine, Earth, and Atmospheric Sciences at NC State University, and his colleagues and him have made some advances in the science of hurricane prediction. Forecasters are pretty good at tracking the path of a hurricane, but not so good when it comes to figuring out its strength. Gary's trying to fix that by using a more detailed forecast system that focuses on the eye of the hurricane. It helps him better predict how strong a storm is going to be and how it's going to change over time. Gary Lachman joins me now by phone to talk about this new science behind hurricane prediction. Gary, welcome.
Thank you, Frank. Thanks for having me.
Your hurricane forecasts focus on short-term scale, about 3 to 4 days. How good are they typically at making accurate forecasts on that time scale?
Well, it depends on which forecast parameter you're considering. In terms of the track, like you said, that has really improved in recent decades and is quite good. The intensity, though, hasn't improved nearly as much, and there's also not very good prediction of the size of a hurricane.
So what are you doing now to work on that and make things a little bit more accurate?
Well, in general, the way weather forecasts are made, one of the tools that's heavily relied upon are numerical weather prediction models, where the equations that govern the atmosphere are programmed in and fed data and basically produce future weather maps. With hurricanes, it's more challenging because these models aren't really designed for hurricanes, and so they have to be specially configured to handle all the complex processes that are at work in hurricanes.
I mean, it's a dynamic process, right? It seems to me that they're predicting that. The only analogy I could come up with was, you know, sort of when you're downloading something on your computer and you look and it says, okay, there's 2 hours left, oh, 4 minutes left, oh, an hour and a half, and that bar keeps changing because things are changing on the network so fast that you can't really get a snapshot that makes any sense. Is that an apt analogy at all?
Yeah, it's an interesting, I think that's a good analogy. Partly, it's appropriate because we don't really know what's happening in the middle of a hurricane. We'd have very few observations. Hopefully all the ships have cleared out of the way. We do fly aircraft in there to sample the environment. But other than that, a lot of times there's a data void. And so as you get new information, then the bar will jump around as you adjust the forecast.
And how does being in the eye or knowing what's happening in the eye help you come up with a more accurate forecast with regard to intensity?
Yeah, well, it's a complicated question. The hurricane is a very complicated beast because it has processes happening on all different sorts of spatial scales. So you have large-scale flow that steers it along, but then in close, near the center of the storm, you have basically thunderstorms in a ring around the center with sinking air in the middle of the storm. And that's really where the lowest pressure is and where the storm's intensity is defined. And so if you aren't capturing the processes that are happening right in that central region, then you can't really get a handle on how strong the storm is and how the strong winds will extend out from that center.
Now, is that changing all the time, too, or could you at some point in the process, as this becomes a tropical storm, or some point in its process, say, that's pretty much it. We've got it now. We know where this storm is going in terms of intensity.
Yeah, I think that when the storm is first forming, that is when there's often the biggest error, because until you know where the eye is and have good data there, a lot of times the storms will sputter a bit before they really become organized and make a consistent run towards land. But even after the eye is formed, sometimes you'll have what's called an eye wall replacement, where a new eye will form outside of the innermost eye, and you end up with a change in the intensity due to processes that aren't very well understood, let alone observed.
So, but you feel like you're getting better at this, huh?
Well, you know, computer power has increased to the point now where with some types of these models, you can get enough detail around the storm to start to capture some of these processes. And before, there was no hope of doing that. The computing power just wasn't there. But both the computing power and better observations and better understanding of what processes need to be represented. Those are all sort of coming together, and I think in the next 5 to 10 years, we'll see a big improvement in the intensity forecasting.
Now, does it matter much to us on the ground to know what the intensity is with that degree of accuracy? I mean, big storms coming, shutter the windows, get out of the way.
Well, I think to know what the peak winds and, you know, what the storm surge, a lot of the impacts that go along with hurricanes depend on the size and strength of the storm. For example, if you think about a bathtub and you slosh your whole arm to push water up against the side of the tub, you can push up a pretty big wall of water. But if you just take your finger and slosh it towards the side, the water just moves out of the way. It's sort of the same way with hurricanes. If you know that it's going to be big and strong, then you can help people prepare for things like the storm surge, the rise in sea level that happens as the storm approaches the coast. And also the duration of the storm, the area that's affected by strong winds, will depend both on the intensity as well as the size of the storm.
Every year about this time, we get a prediction for the number of hurricanes. There are sometimes, depending on who's telling us, we can get different numbers. How accurate is that, the idea that we know roughly how many big storms are going to form in a year?
Yeah, well, that's my colleague here in my department, Leon Jay. He and his team issue seasonal predictions, and theirs have just come out. There's another group at Colorado State and a group at NOAA that issues these forecasts, and they look generally at some of the same indicators, but they all have differences in their technique, so their forecasts aren't always exactly the same. It's been proven that there's some skill in these seasonal predictions, and that's why people are interested. But you also have to look at a year like last year, where there was a lot of activity, but the storms generally didn't make landfall in the United States. So there's other aspects to it more than just the number. There's also, well, what average track will they take? And those are also very complicated problems.
There's been some talk that hurricanes are already getting stronger as a result of global warming. Do you think that's true?
I think it's possible, but I don't think we have the data to say or to detect that signal. The signal-to-noise ratio is still too small given the historical hurricane data that we have. So it's possible, but the change, if anything, would probably be fairly slight anyway. And so I don't know if we have the data to detect that. I would say the change up until now would be expected to be fairly slight. It is possible that that would amplify more in the future.
Gary, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.
Gary Lachman's a professor in the Department of Marine, Earth, and Atmospheric Sciences at NC State. Just ahead, we're going to take a look at the new Contemporary Art Museum opening Saturday in Raleigh on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Stay tuned.